Chapter 36. Pharaoh.
Hey, come look at this,
said Hernandez from the other room. Pharaoh let go of the bedsheets, straightening up with a groan. His pills were calling to him, but not yet. He needed to think. He gazed once again at the half-open drawer of the nightstand. There was nothing in the drawer, no reason to believe whatever had been in the drawer was of any significance. It was just that it hadn't been closed fully, and the rest of the house was so neat. From the decor, charcoals, grays, and blacks laid over a palette of white walls, it didn't much look like a woman lived in the property. Everything felt masculine, even the dark, abstract paintings on the walls.
What have you got?
Said Pharaoh, coming out of the master bedroom. Hernandez was in the adjacent bedroom.
Check this out, she said, pointing to another bookcase.
Pharaoh scanned the books. A lot of them were on counter-espionage, biographies of ex-CIA and KGB agents, and how-to manuals on spy tradecraft and cyber warfare.
There was a stack of books like that on the nightstand. You think this cat is up to no good?
Asked Pharaoh.
I don't know. Maybe he just gets off on that stuff.
Maybe,
said Pharaoh.
There's nothing up here. Want to take another look out back, or are we done?
Pharaoh sighed, looked at the books again, and took one off the shelf. It was supposedly written by an anonymous former member of the British Secret Service. The index to the book went through the various stages of identity theft, how to avoid it and how to do it.
Maybe he's a crook? If he doesn't wake up soon, we should get someone out here to take a look at his computer, said Pharaoh.
There's no way a woman lives here. Maybe this guy has a girlfriend, but they don't live together. I agree, we don't have a domestic.
I don't know what it is. Could be he's a bad guy and this is a hit? I don't know. Doesn't feel like a professional job. Hitmen don't kill victims with their own axe.
Pharaoh shut the book, put it back on the shelf, said,
Let's take one more look downstairs, then get out of here. Kitchen first, then the backyard.